SRN News, I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. A federal judge is temporarily blocking the deployment of National Guard troops in Chicago. In a legal setback for the Trump administration, U.S. District Judge April Perry is halting the president from deploying troops in the Chicago area for 2 weeks. In Israel and Gaza, the day was filled with celebrations and cautious optimism on news of a ceasefire agreement. President Trump said many nations work together to make it happen.
The whole world has come together for this. People that didn't get along, people that didn't like each other, neighboring countries that frankly didn't like each other, but now this moment in time.
On this ninth day of the federal government shutdown, House Speaker Mike Johnson seized on comments by top Senate Democrat Chuck Schumer, who said each day of the shutdown gives Democrats an advantage.
They're playing games. He's enjoying it. He told you in his own words, every day of the shutdown gets better for us. Golly, it's despicable to me.
As the government shutdown continues, the travel industry is feeling the heat.
The U.S. Travel Association claims the travel economy has lost $1.1 billion in spending and is estimated to match that amount each week the government remains shut down. Travelers are facing longer TSA lines and flight delays. Airports are reducing flights and control towers are going dark. Air traffic controllers are calling in sick due to pay suspensions, and more than 13,000 are expected to work without pay. That's according to the Department of Transportation. Bill Alexander, Washington.
New York Attorney General Letitia James is now facing mortgage fraud charges. She blames the Trump administration for weaponizing the Justice Department against her after she sued the president and his organization in New York. In Wall Street trading, the Dow fell by 243 points. SRN News. Correspondent Michael Harrington says conservatives may quit the Church of England.
Some voices within the denomination are calling for a formal split now that a woman has been named the new Archbishop of Canterbury. Traditionalists within England's state church point out that Sarah Mullally's elevation violates the principle of male leadership, and they also object to her embrace of gay marriage and homosexual ordination. The worldwide Anglican Communion has been heading for a split on these issues for years, and it could happen now. Michael Harrington reporting.
A New York judge has upheld a Long Island County's law banning males from playing on female sports teams at county-run parks and recreational facilities. Responding to a lawsuit brought by a roller derby league, the judge ruled that Nassau County's ban is designed to protect women and girls. He also points out that transgender athletes can still play in co-ed sports leagues at the county's facilities. This is SRN News. Correspondent Ed Donahue reports on new efforts by relief agencies to respond to the pause in Gaza fighting.
The United Nations World Food Program says they're taking advantage of a ceasefire deal in Gaza to feed hundreds of starving people.
We are ready to roll.
UN Emergency Relief Coordinator Tom Fletcher says their plan is in place.
170,000 metric tons, food, medicine, and other supplies are in place. And our team, courageous and expert and determined, are in place.
In Gaza, the World Food Program's Antoine Renard says people there have been desperately waiting for this moment.
They have been displaced multiple times, faced by the threat of hunger and malnutrition.
But the UN warns the aid is just the tip of the iceberg for what is needed in Gaza. I'm Ed Donahue.
President Trump says he'll be traveling to Egypt for a ceasefire signing ceremony. SRNnews.com.